Today on Real Radio.
Well, I don't know. I don't see any miracles going on today. I want to see somebody's leg grow. All this whining. Hey, listen. Why should God show you that? Why should God show you that when you're not even pursuing Him? He's not some puppet. He's not like a, you know, somebody that you can provoke.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days are freely. Praise, my heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch, Lord. I live for your love.
Hello, and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in the Old Testament book of Judges. We're in a mini-series taken from chapter 13, where Samson is mentioned. Now, Samson was a man used of the Almighty, to be sure, but he had a bit of a problem. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, continuing in his series called Staying Fit for the Master's Use.
Listen, when God is no longer a welcome in a society, that society's on their own. And this is a very critical thing. A freedom of a people was at stake. So now we come to lesson in our study, lesson number two. Lesson number two is consecration. In this aspect, having ears to hear. And jot this down if you would, especially you young ones. You need to hear this. Having ears to hear, and that is what the Lord is speaking. What the Lord is speaking. God is speaking. And what does it mean when we say that the Lord is speaking? Here in the Bible, it tells us that the angel of the Lord spoke to Manoah and his wife and told them about the life and ministry of their son Samson. God speaks. The Bible's very clear about that. But listen, there is a language that the Lord speaks with. And there's a way that he says things. Now, if I'm here tonight and I'm a skeptic, I'm going to say things like this. Maybe it's in your mind. Jack, when you say God speaks, what on earth do you mean? Do you hear him speak? I have never heard God speak the way you're thinking. I think you're thinking, Jack, this is the Lord. I've never heard that. God speaks in a language that is extremely clear. You know it's him. There is no denying it. But for me personally, I've never heard him audibly. Frankly, once he speaks, you don't need to hear him audibly. Because when he speaks the way that I'm going to be talking about here in a second, it is absolutely crystal clear. Now, granted, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah and his wife, they couldn't figure out at first, especially Manoah. I mean, she got it down, right? Mrs. Manoah? We don't know her name, but Mrs. Manoah got it. Manoah didn't get it so quick. He called him a man a few times. Apparently, the Lord looked like a normal man. Remember the Bible, Peter warns us to watch out how we treat people. Did you know that? The Bible says, watch out in this life how you treat strangers because you could be speaking to an angel. Wouldn't that freak you out? God decided, I'm going to test Jack today and I'm going to have an angel walk by him and whatever. That's kind of terrifying, isn't it? Be nice to people. Could be an angel you're being nice to. Should be nice to everybody, but you extra nice to angels. That's a more... But obviously God spoke to them face to face in the person of Jesus Christ, known as a Theophanes, and they heard him. That's obvious. We saw him last week. Remember when he stepped into the fire when they made the offering? He steps into the flames. That is awesome. And he began to ascend up into heaven on the billows and on the flames of that fire. It was the angel of the Lord. It was Christ in the Old Testament. But what about us today when God speaks to us today? People will say, man, you Christians drive me nuts. You guys freak me out. You scare me because you talk about God talking to you. A lot of people get locked up for saying that in other places. I heard God speak. Oh, okay, we're going to take you away. So what do we mean? Well, first of all, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 says, God, who at various times and various ways spoken times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. I love that. Jesus is the creator. Verse 3, who, being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. God has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. Also this, John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. And when God speaks, he'll speak concerning the scriptures, concerning the Bible, using the Bible, never contradicting the Bible. But how he speaks is absolutely amazing. And it's this way. Listen carefully. When God begins to speak, he will do it in a sense and in a way that if you're a non-believer, let's say you're not, you have no thoughts about God whatsoever, God will speak to you, granted, in a limited way. He chooses to be limited at that time. But he'll speak to a non-believer, and sometimes it will be conviction. He'll convict you of something that you're doing. And he's not doing that to beat you up. He's trying to get your attention. He'll speak to you through people, through situations. There may be times when he'll speak to you in a dream. You may see something. You'll hear something. A thought will enter your mind. This is, I think, is most pronounced. A thought will enter your mind, and it's not normal. And you'll wonder, why am I thinking about this? Maybe as a non-believer, you'll become incredibly fearful about death. And normally you wouldn't think that. What's going on? God is trying to get your attention. But what about being a Christian? What about being a believer who in the Bible he's promised to speak to? God also speaks in what the scriptures talk about is that still, small, quiet voice. That's the voice that I'm talking about. It's not that he's whispering. It's a voice that is not audible, but when he speaks, you can't deny it. And the amazing thing is this, as a new believer, it's amazing. God's grace is huge. A new believer, a person, brand new believer, they will, without even knowing their Bible, God will be so speaking to them. And many of you, maybe all of you were once new believers, which now today you're an older believer. Do you remember when we were first saved? Do you remember those early days, how it was incredibly, we were in tune. God was everywhere in everything, and we were hearing him, but we weren't hearing him. And somebody would knock on our door or show us or hand us something, and it was spiritually off, like, come and join my cult. And you didn't know any theology, but it was like, something's wrong. Do you remember that? Something's wrong. And then if you remember, as you've grown in Christ, there was a weaning of that. There was less and less of that. But at the same time, as more and more Bible took hold in your life, you became even more discerning. But it was more based upon the revealed word of God, the Bible. So that the more Bible you consumed, the more you heard him speak to you with that strong imprint of his will. It's awesome. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you totally do not know what I'm talking about. Because you got to be a believer to know this. It's amazing. He speaks using the word of God. That's all powerful. In fact, the Bible tells us in John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray to the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphaned, Jesus said. I will come to you. How does Jesus continue his ministry of teaching us when he's in heaven? He said, when I leave, by the way, we know Jesus got to heaven. How do we know? Because on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit. He said, when I get up there, I'll pray to the Father and he will give you another helper. The word in Greek is parakletos, para, alongside, kletos, to comfort or to bring aid. I will bring one alongside you that will bring comfort and aid to you other than myself. So how is it? Jesus is in heaven, but the Holy Spirit is with us forever and he's with us right now. He's in this room, he's everywhere, and he's in the life and the existence of a believer. And what does he do? He speaks the word of God to the believer. When somebody says, I can't hear God speak, first thing I'm going to say to you is, are you reading your Bible? Now, this is a very, very pathetic illustration I'm going to give you, because if there was ever an apples to oranges comparison, it's this one I'm going to give you. It's very, very lame. But think of this. Have you noticed that wherever you're at, and if it's an elevator, it's doubly wrong, that the last song you hear going out of the elevator sticks in your head all day until you hear another song to replace it? You ever have that happen? You have? You and I have? They haven't. You and I have. That's good. That sticks in your head. As that sticks in your head, it'll drive you crazy. As you read the Bible, even though you may not be hearing the Bible, the amazing thing about your soul and the spirit and the way that you're made, there's an imprint made. So don't tell me music's not powerful. But when the Word of God is digested and meditated upon, oh, Christians, if we would resurrect the practice and discipline of meditation, if we would turn off the TV, turn off the radio, even turn off Christian music and Christian programming, turn it off, except at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Just kidding. If you would just do that, to discipline yourself to meditate, that's why I think every Christian, I'm very dogmatic about this, I think every Christian should get up early, way early before work, and just spend time alone with God and meditate on Him. Just talk to Him, read a couple of verses, close your Bible, think about those verses, speak them out loud, ask God, what do you want to say to me about these verses? Watch what happens. You're going to flip out. It's going to be so great. But we don't do that anymore. He's wanting to meet us in that place. And you young people, well, I don't know. I don't see any miracles going on today. I want to see somebody's leg grow. All this whining. Hey, listen, why should God show you that? Why should God show you that when you're not even pursuing Him? He's not some puppet. He's not like somebody that you can provoke. All right, I'm not going to believe anymore unless you just show me somebody's leg grow. He's not moved by that. He says, I will be found by you when you pursue me with all your heart. He's not a toy. But if you pursue Him, I guarantee you this, He will never frustrate you. You will never be alone in that pursuit. Oh, He'll meet you. The Bible says in John 14:25, these things I have spoken unto you while being yet present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. And as we get older, this next part of the verse is awesome. And bring all things to your remembrance. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me to remember that verse. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will cause the Word of God to come up within you again. Acts 13, verses 1 and 2. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets. That's those who proclaim the Word of God. It doesn't mean they walk around telling people what their future is all about. And teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who is called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Minyan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered, listen, to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said to them, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them to do. See, there's people going to your door saying that the Holy Spirit isn't it. It's a power. It's an influence. It's not a person. How can a non-person speak to people? How can a non-person be grieved? Did you know you can sin and grieve the Holy Spirit? If it's an it, how can you grieve an it? You can go out to that fire hydrant out front and lie to it all you want to. It is not going to be affected. But you can grieve the Holy Spirit because He's the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is the Lord God, and He spoke to His church. And it's the same Holy Spirit that today speaks to the believer. Using the Word of God, Jesus said. And so He speaks to us. God was speaking to Samson in his life. But Samson had drives and compulsions that were stronger. The Lord will speak to us using the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will do that. In verse 17, look at verses 17 to 22. It says, then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name? That's a good question. That when your word comes to pass, we may honor you. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask me my name, seeing it is wonderful? Some of your Bibles, if you have the Old King James, isn't the Old King James say secret? or some of your Bible versions say secret. It's actually very cool that it says secret. The word in Hebrew is secret, but the meaning of the word in Hebrew for secret is not what you and I think of secret. We think, I'm going to tell you a secret. That's not it. The word secret here in the Hebrew is wondrous, beyond human comprehension. Notice the angel's name or the angel of the Lord, big difference from an angel. The angel of the Lord, his name's not Gabriel, his name's not Michael. His name is wonderful. Isaiah 9:6 tells us that for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. So that is very, very important that we understand the fact that it is the Lord who desires to speak. When we talk about being consecrated, we are saying that we are Christians, listen, and we are listening to the voice of God. Before we move on to more of this, understand something right here. You cannot say, I mean, you can say it. I can say it, but it's absolute sin and rebellion. When I say I'm a Christian and I do not live to listen to God, to obey Him, then I'm deceiving myself. Young people might say, I can't be a Christian, Pastor Jack. I would love to. I think maybe, I don't know. But I know I see the life of my parents and I don't want anything to do with it. That breaks all of our hearts. Only time I see my parents quiet is when they're in church. That's a heartbreak. The very way we live is sending a message to others about what we truly believe. When we are consecrated, we are saying, Lord, I devote my ears to you even. I want to hear from you, God. It's not just slapping a label on our clothes or on our cars. He goes on to say, by the way, look at verse 21. And when the angel appeared, when the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah, this guy cracks me up. He's just like all of us guys. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, we're going to die because we've seen God. See, he got it. This is not an angel. This is God. And we are going to die. And it is glorious to see that it's the Lord's desire to speak to his people that they might live a life for him, not kill us. What a funny thing. The angel goes through, angel of the Lord goes through all of this to speak to them. And the conclusion is, she's probably thinking, oh my gosh, she's probably like this. I'm going to get pregnant. I'm going to have a baby. She's probably looking for yarn and and you can see Manoah starts pacing. Oh my gosh. What's the matter? We're going to die. And she goes on, look what it says. She goes on there to tell him, if the Lord was going to kill us, would he have told us all this stuff? The voice of reason. It's awesome. Consecration, having ears to hear. God wants to speak. And look, it's what he's saying. What the Lord is saying is all important to us. So look at verse 13. So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, oh, of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. Careful to fulfill it. Careful to hear it. Listen to what the Lord is saying. God wants to speak, and he is speaking. Matthew 7:24, Jesus said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that rock. It sounds like a California winter when it does rain. If it ever rains, it rains just like that. And it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it, just like Malibu. You pay $5 million for an acre of land, or an acre of land. You pay $5 million for 7,000 square feet of land, you build a 7,000 square foot house, and you there's another $10 million in the house, and you move into it, and what's it built on? Sand! And then it goes into the ocean, and the people go, how could this happen? How could this happen? Jesus said it, in a geological survey 2,000 years ago. Don't build your house on sand. We build our houses on sand when we say, I'm a Christian, okay? Samson could have said, I'm a Jew. I've got a great heritage. Our God is the creator God of the universe. And stood on that, right? Having no intentions to follow the will of God. And look what becomes of his life. We can say the same thing. I go to church. I've gone to church all my life. I vote. I go to church. What does that do? Do you obey him? And that is probably one of the most unpopular things today to mention. Are you obeying Christ? What are you, some sort of a legalistic person? Listen, no. When you obey Christ, you'll be the most free person in the world. Absolutely liberated. See, the world's yoke will kill you. God's yoke sets you free. Billy Graham was preaching once in Canada. And the day of the service, he was reading the newspaper, and in the newspaper, it said that vandals raid vending machine. And he read the article, and he used it that night in his sermon. And it said, roaming vandals destroy vending machine. And one of the youth was overheard to say, when they were running away from the crime scene, they said, now this vending machine's been set free. It's been liberated, because all the candy was laying everywhere. Billy Graham used that. These kids ran around thinking, I'm 19 to 20. I'm the same age as Samson. Running around, breaks all this stuff, committing vandalism, shouting, and now the vending machine's free. Like they're the big liberators themselves. And Billy Graham drew that illustration to the point that those young boys are in bondage. They're actually in bondage. They're in bondage to their self-will. They're in bondage to their temper. They're in bondage to what they want to do.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Staying Fit for the Master's Use. It's actually a mini-series taken from the 13th chapter of the Old Testament book of Judges, and we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, Pastor Jack is here with us to tell us about an upcoming event on July the 5th. That's a Sunday. And, Pastor Jack, it seems quite appropriate given the parallels we see between what's happening in our nation today and the period of the Judges.
Mike, that's right. With all that's happening around our world today and our nation today, we need to pray like never before. And with all that we're hearing in the news, we need to get on our face and seek God. There's something that we can do, by the way, regarding this. The Lord has not left us alone. We can pray. We can get on our face. And I am encouraging all pastors, all church leaders, all Christians across the United States to join us for the call to fall. It's going to be an amazing day. It's July 5th. It's truly a grassroots effort. But the call to fall is every believer in every church in America getting on their knees for 3 to 5 minutes in their Sunday service and asking God to heal our land. Come on, let's do that. We must do that. As believers, let's intercede for our country, for our churches, and for one another. We'll see you at Call to Fall, July 5th.
Okay, Call to Fall, Sunday, July the 5th. You can go to calltofall.com. That's the word call, the number 2, and the word fall. .com, or simply click the Call to Fall link on the front page of realradioactive.org. Again, realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or again, you can visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. And remember to check the Call to Fall event. Just click on it right there on the front page. You can also send in your contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs. is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Southern California and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.